Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. Obedience is more important than understanding and the response of those to whom I minister. Ezekiel 3:1-9 says, "The voice of the Lord said to me, 'Son of man, eat what I am giving you. Eat this scroll. Then go and give its message to the people of Israel.' So I opened my mouth, and he fed me the scroll. 'Fill your stomach with this,' he said. And when I ate it, it tasted sweet as honey in my mouth. Then he said, 'Son of man, go to the people of Israel and give them my message. I am not sending you to a foreign people whose language you cannot understand. No, I'm not sending you to people with strange and difficult speech. If I did that, they would listen. But the people of Israel won't listen to you any more than they listen to me. For the whole lot of them are hard-hearted and stubborn. But look, I have made you as obstinate and hard-hearted as they are. I have made your forehead as hard as the hardest rock. So don't be afraid of them or fear their angry looks, even though they are rebels." Again, Ezekiel is given a message that could make any leader doubt and question. Ezekiel, in the end, you will see two stubborn people running full speed into each other, and neither one will win, but both will get hurt. This does not seem to make sense. Well, it does not make sense because I'm thinking of things as I perceive them, instead of as they really are. In this passage, before God again tells Ezekiel about the lack of response he will encounter, he tells Ezekiel to take his word and eat it. Let it become one with him. Let it symbolically sustain him. Let it be responsible for his very existence. So often, leaders are driven by their own goals, personal successes, self-serving ideas, and public adulation. Ezekiel was to know God intimately, to allow God's word to permeate his thinking, his actions, and all of his life. He was then to take the word of God and deliver it, as it was, to the people, even while knowing that the people would not want to hear it, and that, in fact, they would reject it. God was faithful to Ezekiel. God was faithful to the people, even when he knew the people would reject his message. As a leader, I need to be totally in tune with God and his word, not just with the responses of the people in mind. I need to know who to listen to and who to be obedient to, no matter what the results. If God chooses me to be the one who is able to change the world, so be it. If God wants to use me in a way so that no one ever hears my name, so be it. If I land somewhere in between, so be it. I must be dedicated to knowing God's word and listening to it regardless of what response I receive. I must leave the response to God. This is Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team, a division of Silver Birch Ranch here at Nicolet Bible Institute.